So how many of you would love to have another week to continue on? I tell you that I just don't like the last Friday of Grove City. You wish that we could go for another month. But here we are. One of the fascinating things that we saw yesterday is that the Lord will give us a window to look on the life of Abraham and Sarah and to see what was going on behind the scene. It is not now going to Egypt or fighting with the kings that attacked Sodom. Nothing really publicly is being displayed. It was something that was going inside, in the hearts of Abraham, in the hearts of Sarah. And you know what's good to know? That the Lord knows. He is very much interested in what's going on in your hearts, your feelings, your emotions, your fear. He knows. And he's very much interested in them. And he comes in chapter 15 and he tells Abraham, fear not. Remember what we told you yesterday. Highlight these verses in your Bible. Just take a hold of them. Fear not. Why? God is introducing himself to Abraham. God is telling Abraham, I am thy shield, thy exceeding reward. Nothing better than that. Nothing bigger than that. Nothing stronger than that. He said, lift up your eyes. Don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the circumstances inside the tent. Don't look at the circumstances inside the home. You know, you're leaving from here and you're going to start high school. You're going to start college. You're going back home and you might have a real big issue. You don't know what it is. And you're afraid. He said, don't look at the circumstances. Look up. I am the God of resurrection. Your body is dead, could not produce fruit. I am the God of resurrection. Sarah, I'm going to change your name too. Abraham, I am changing your name. I am interested in your affair. I'm interested in what's going on in your life. And I am able, in spite of your weaknesses, to bring forth Isaac. Trust me. Walk with me. Walk with me. I want you to be my friend. I want you to talk to me. You guys have friends. And a friend is not a person that you come to when you need something only. Have you ever had these kind of friends? They only call you when they need something? The Lord wants us to have that relationship with him. He said, walk with me. Walk before me. And be thou perfect. What a tremendous privilege that you and I are called to be friends to the Lord Jesus. Imagine if I'm a friend of the president. Man, I will let every one of you know that I have real access to the White House. I have clearance. I have security clearance. I could walk right in. Young people, we have access to the Almighty God. He said, walk with me. Talk with me. Share with me. I want you to be my friends. And then we're going to come in to this wonderful chapter where the Lord himself, he said, if anyone love me, I will come to him. And my father will come to him. And we'll sup with him. We'll eat with him. We have fellowship with him. So let's kind of be awake and alert. It's the last day. It's your last chance here. And let's take in. Let's have our ears open. Have our hearts open. Because the Spirit of God is talking to us. These things are very much applicable to each and every one of us. Let's also kind of try to build up on the comments. Let's not repeat what everybody else have said in our own words. Let's just try to help ourselves to make our comments a little bit short. Again, remember what Brother Chuck said earlier. This is a training ground for all of us. So we need to learn that. And we need to help one another. Let's just breathe between comments. Let's make them short. Let's build on one another. And we're going to learn tremendous stuff today. Because we're going to end up with the introduction of Isaac. And resurrection, we're going to see what Abraham have desired, what you and I should desire, that the Lord Jesus will manifest it in my life.
The man to whom the Lord appears is the separated man. My, we want to see that. The man to whom the Lord appears is the man that heard the call of God a long time ago. And he was a separated man from this world, still dwelling in a tent, still in the plains of Mamre. Now, I want to contrast this verse to the first verse that we read in chapter 19. It does not tell me that the angel of the Lord or the men appeared unto Lot. Lot recognized these men as being there, and he appears to have approached them. But it does not tell me that they came here to be with him. Now, we do know their mission was to rescue because, I believe, of the intercession of Abraham earlier to rescue them from judgment. But with this man, the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Here was a man who valued communion with the living God. Do I value this relationship that as we had yesterday that says, listen, you're a child of the King. I want you to be able to come boldly, not with timidity, come boldly to the throne of grace. What a privilege the Lord has given to us. Here was fellowship with the living God. Now, I know it's going to be over certain things that happen, but I think it's nice to see the attitude of heart that is displayed upon one when he realizes whose presence he is in.
And isn't it wonderful to see and to really take hold of and learn where this place of communion is? You know, how many times is it when we hear the question, what's God's will for my life? And we pray about it, we think about it, and we want it, we wonder about it, but we're like a Lot who is dwelling, and as chapter 19, verse 1, he's in the gates of Sodom. We're there in Sodom and still wondering what the Lord's will is. And it seems like, you know, I just don't get an answer. I don't get direction. And how come that is? It's because we're not in communion. And here we find Abraham now as he is at the tent door. He's not in Sodom. Remember that word separation that we've had over and over and over this week? Abraham is in that place of separation from the world, in a place that the world can't appreciate, and he's in communion there. And that is when the Lord can come, and that is where he can speak, and we can commune with him, and we're going to find the Lord is going to share with him what he's going to do. That's where we come to a place of understanding. In communion with the Lord, what does the Lord want me to do? And gives us direction, and that's the place of communion.